RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Adam Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans, in the 804-833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Did anybody listening make it to the game Sunday as the Commanders whooped on the Vegas Raiders at home? Then earlier this week, we were listening to Dan Quinn at the podium, and obviously, you know, everybody's paying attention to anything he says about Jaden Daniels or Terry McLaurin. And I believe Jaden Daniels will play Sunday and Terry McLaurin will not play Sunday. And it's, unfortunately, it feels like it's going to be a week-to-week thing in terms of this team's injuries and losing major pieces. They've already lost a few guys for the season. Can't really afford another major injury. So that's why you have to be extra cautious when it comes to Terry McLaurin and how big of a weapon he is, especially in December and January when this team needs him most. But there was something that Dan Quinn mentioned that I decided to dive into and look at the numbers and stuff. That's when Dan Quinn mentioned that he knew going into the offseason last year when he took over this job that he thought that this team could be special on special teams. That's the lead story here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So Matt Gay at kicker has not been a strength of this team. But it was not until I looked at the numbers that I realized how much of a strength special teams has been for the Washington Commanders. I mean, when you simply think about it like this, Stubb, Washington went into a game after being blown out on the road on Thursday Night Football, were forced to make a change at quarterback, and then the opening play of the game, Deebo Samuel set the tone. And Cliff Kingsbury said his offensive line got off to a great start, and they won in the trenches on that first drive and gave this team a ton of momentum. Deebo set the tone with his kickoff return. Jalen Lane put the game to bed with his kickoff, his punt return 90 yards to the house in the second half. Special teams basically provided the Commanders 14 points in a 17-point home victory. And three games into the NFL season, Washington holds a big lead on every team in the NFL on average kickoff return yards. 34.1, a full 3 yards ahead of Seattle, Indianapolis, Buffalo and Chicago, who are rounding out the top five. It's been an advantage. It's been a weapon. It's been Deebo Samuel. And his ability, it's just, Dan Quinn talked about it. When they knew that there were changes to dynamic kickoffs, everybody was going to try to do something, right? I mean, we even mentioned the Steelers picked up Cordarrelle Patterson out of retirement because they know they wanted a weapon there. Deebo Samuel has been so much better than anyone we had last year. And it has changed games, and he has been able to flip the field. Week one, the issue was, don't return it if you're catching it in the end zone, right? Week two and week three, it was, give me more, Deebo Samuel. Teams are actually deciding to kick it out of the end zone and give us the ball at the 35 because they know Deebo has a chance to give us the ball 40, 50, or even the other team's side of the field. And for punt returning, Jalen Lane gives the Commanders the third best average punt returns and the number one punt return yards three games into the season. 17.7 yards per punt return for Jalen Lane. That includes, of course, the 90-yard return to the house. He's been just incredible there. And he told reporters after the game, he said, "It's really just my teammates. They work their tails off blocking for me, speaking life into me, and they gave me all the confidence in the world back there. All I told them is, I just need one lane, and I'll make the rest happen." And that's
lane.
What they did for me. Yeah. I mean, the lane opened up for Jalen Lane. That is absolutely for sure. I mean, but you think about that moment in the game, right? So, like, he is backed up to his own 10-yard line. Most cases, they say as a punt returner, you stand at the 10. If you take one step forward, you're letting that bitch bounce and hoping it lands into the end zone. You do not want to usually return a punt from the 10 because with the momentum of the ball going 50 yards in the air, it's most likely to bounce and then go in and you'd get the ball to 20. But he felt there was a lane and he took off. He got a block by Noah I, a second block by Nick Ballore, and then tight end Colson Yankoff set up the hole that it allowed Jalen Lane to just keep moving. And he was fantastic. And that absolutely, I do feel like, put the game to bed. And so when you think about it like that, special teams, Debo started it. Jalen Lane put it to bed. And although Matt Gay was not great, and it certainly hurt that he missed from 37, we cannot overlook that momentum booster of a 56-yarder at the buzzer right before half.
Yeah, that was so nice.
That is huge right there. And so special teams, you might even say, gave us 17 points in a 17-point victory.
And if I remember correctly, they called a timeout and he missed.
Yeah.
And then he went and kicked it again and he made it.
Yes.
Also, I need to shout out Jalen Lane getting Rookie of the Week this week for that return.
No, we have 3 weeks in. We've got two. It should be called the Pepsi Washington Commanders Rookie of the Week Award.
So many.
Because Jaden Daniels won it every week almost last year. We've already got two of the
in
first
three. In the last
three.
20 weeks, it's more than 10.
Yeah. Oh, it's like 16.
Maybe 15,
Yeah, it's crazy. What Washington has been able to do in terms of the Rookie of the Week award. But the special teams, I think we're starting to see just how big of a strength that can be for Washington. And I think it's also very interesting that Dan Quinn said, like, yes, Matt Gay missed from 37, and that can't happen. But we're not bringing in competition. We still have the utmost confidence in him. The 56-yarder was big, not just for the team, but for Matt Gay's confidence to see that go in, right? And I really do think that was rock bottom when he missed 37. And you saw him on the sidelines. He looked dejected. He looked like a guy that was about to lose his job. But sometimes we all need to hit rock bottom to rise up again. And I think that he's got some confidence now. And I've got some more confidence in him. I think the team has more confidence in him. And it just helps the overall function of the product there that this franchise is putting out. If Jaden Daniels gets two first downs, given the fact that you're getting the ball at the 34-yard line on average right now, which is best in the NFL, you're in field goal range. And that's how you win on the road as well. The Packers game would have been completely different if we had hit those two field goals.
I really think asking him to kick a 59 in Green Bay was a mistake for so many reasons.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Killed his confidence.
It was fourth and four.
Yeah.
But he bounced back. And hopefully, we're going to see the best version of Matt Gay moving forward, the best version of Debo Samuel moving forward, and the best version of Jalen Lane. Cliff was asked if they would make any changes to special teams, given the fact that they might be without some starters on the outside. And they kind of see it to be like, look, we might be without McLaurin, but we need Debo Samuels to change the game. And we're going to keep having him back there. And Jalen Lane is just the best weapon at punt returner by far. You can't make any changes there, even if he's going to be used more on the outside and in the offense.
It's tough when Eckler was a good rotational piece for returns also. We don't have him.
Hopefully, Luke McCaffrey can get some more opportunities.
Yeah, he's had some good ones. I mean, after a touchdown, his confidence has to be so up. I mean, I don't know if McNichols or C-Rod are return guys. I don't know if I'd want to see that.
McNichols, I don't think, is terrible at it. I don't know if I want to see C-Rod. But I think, like, here's what I'm saying is, we're 3 weeks into the season, and the offense has not been as big of a strength as we all want it to be. It seems like losing time and during training camp with your weapons has hurt the offense. The defense has been, I think, better in terms of the defensive line than we expected. Not better in terms of the secondary. Even though I know Danny Rhea and Grant, they were very upset with like the garbage time touchdown we gave up against the Raiders. I didn't really care about that at all. In fact, we didn't have our best wide receivers out there at
and
all.
I have
our best corners.
So much faith in Trey Amos right now. That dude's insane.
He's really good. And he was just centimeters away from his first interception.
Yeah.
Right? And he played that. That is so hard. To pick it off in zone coverage like that, he was reading the quarterback's eyes very well. So offense still has room to grow. Defense still has room to grow. The special teams has been special 3 weeks into the season for the Washington Commanders. And Sunday, they will take on the Atlanta Falcons. A Dan Quinn revenge game. A Dan Quinn return game. As we're waiting for the latest injury report. Here are the guys that I'm worried about. John Bates, I don't think he's going to return yet. Noah Brown, I don't think he's going to return yet. Percy Butler, I don't think he's going to return yet. I think Zach Ertz is going to be good. That was a Veterans Day off. I think Von Miller will be good, Veterans Day off. Laremy Tunsil, Daron Payne, good, Veterans Day off. We'll see. Today's going to be very important, I think, for Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, for Bill. They trust the other guys, and he kind of, I think he is one of the top running backs that we have, but it kind of seems like the coaching staff still views him as running back three on the depth chart. They're going to go with McNichols first, Chris Rodriguez. So if he's limited on Thursday, he might not get much action on Sunday. And the good thing is I do trust the other two running backs. It's been running back by committee, and the committee has been solid. The biggest question will be Jaden Daniels. I believe he will play. I believe he will play. And I do think he will play better given the fact that he just got to watch Marcus Mariota. He got to see the offense have success here. Not having Terry McLaurin will hurt him. But being able to run the ball effectively with an improved offensive line should help him and give him more time in the pocket to find his receivers. And I think he's pissed off. I think he's angry. And I think he wants to go out there and have a better performance against the Falcons and get rid of the bad taste in his mouth from that defeat to the Green Bay Packers. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. Got the high school football broadcast game of the week. Stub, you're returning home this Friday.
I know.
Tell the audience a little bit about this matchup.
Midlothian High School, they're 4-0 right now. I think I looked in the polls, and I think they're number 9, which I don't think that they were for all of last season.
Yeah.
So super excited about that. When I was in high school, we were bad. If I'm being honest, like, we were so bad.
I mean, I
went to most games.
I don't remember Midlo being good at basketball either. I'm pretty sure we whooped your guys' ass a few times at the Randolph-Macon camp.
We were fantastic at volleyball.
Oh, volleyball.
A team that I tried out for and did not make. Even though I was 6'2". But football, we're bad at.
Do you have a lot of like Friday Night Light memories from going to see high school football games? Because for me, that was the most fun I had. I want to say in middle school that was big. High school, there was other things going on. I was trying to chase girls. But middle school, I didn't miss a Friday night.
Well, I played middle school.
You played middle school football? Yep. Look at you, Stubb.
I know.
I didn't know that. What are you, D-end?
No, what position do you think I was?
Guard.
Center.
Center.
I was center, yeah.
I love to hear that. So we're going to get into the NFL a little bit later on the show today, but there's a lot of stuff on television and with movies that I want to get to. We just haven't had enough time to do a full Netflix, so I want to do that right now on AWOD Radio.
Netflix. The best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
So I'm a big fan of Spike Lee. I love a good Spike Lee joint. And he's got a new movie on Apple TV Plus, Highest to Lowest, featuring Denzel Washington. So he got Denzel, he got Jeffrey Wright in this. It is like an all-star cast. It's not a good movie. There's something that is missing in this. They're trying to make it high stakes. Basically, Denzel, I think he's supposed to be like a Dr. Dre type character, right? Okay. So he works in like the music hip-hop industry. And somebody kidnaps his son. And so the whole movie is about him trying to like deal with the ransom note and get his kid back. And it's just, it's really missing something, and I don't know what it is. And part of me just thinks it's like, well, that's what happens when you get a movie that's going to Apple TV. But it's just, usually Spike Lee hits it out of the park. Like, yeah. I think the last one he did might have been Defy Bloods. I loved that movie. That movie was insanely good.
He did Black Klansman, but I guess that's been a couple years at this point.
Yeah, I think Defy Bloods was sooner, because that was 2020.
Okay.
The Black Klansman movie is good, but it's not amazing. That's the one with Adam Driver, I believe.
Yes.
And that's Topher a good Grace story. Also. Better story, I think, than actual movie itself. So, yeah, that was 2018. But I was a little disappointed in the latest Spike Lee joint. You see Spike Lee, Denzel, Jeffrey Wright. I was expecting it to be a banger.
You expect a lot from that.
And just, yeah, didn't live up to the heights. You know what's funny is Dean Winters is in the movie. All right? You might not recognize the name Dean Winters until you find out what he does in terms of commercials. Do you know who Dean Winters is?
No.
He is the Allstate guy.
Oh, right? Yes. My favorite recurring character in 30 Rock.
Yes. And so in the Allstate commercials, he gets in your way and screws things up. He plays like a detective in this movie. You cannot cast the Allstate guy and have him wear a suit but not be the Allstate guy. He looks and sounds like the Allstate guy, and he's trying to be this serious detective, and I'm like, no, you're just going to mess everything up, Allstate guy. Get out of here.
Dude, he's so funny in 30 Rock. it's a lot closer to the Mayhem guy. He's great, though. I think he's good when he does other stuff. It's kind of like when you get too attached. Like, if I saw Flo from Progressive in a movie, I'd be like...
That's just Flo.
That's Flo.
Yeah. Anything you wanted to bring up on Netflix today?
I am incredibly excited because today is the release date of One Battle After Another.
Yes.
The new Paul Thomas Anderson movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Universal praise.
It is being talked about as the movie of the decade.
Yes.
And look, great director.
Yeah.
Great cast.
Yep.
Led by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep. Benicio del Toro as well.
But I've just heard Sean Penn
that
the reason it's so good is because it's like so raw and real and emotional.
I'm gonna see it after work today.
It's kind of similar to what Denzel was doing, right? Like somebody kidnaps Leo's daughter, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like that, and maybe he's a revolutionary of some sort.
Yeah, there is some kind of like Viva La Revolution.
Yeah, he says that
part of it.
Kind of looks like a failure kind of guy.
What is Paul Thomas Anderson most famous for?
You could say Boogie Nights, There Will Be Blood, Punch Drunk Love. Every single movie he's ever made, honestly, he's one of the greatest working directors. Most recent was Licorice Pizza, which I'm not a fan of.
I'm not a fan of that either.
But I mean,
Boogie Nights is just such a classic.
Those are he's dropped so many 5 out of 5s. I expect another one. I can't wait.
So. Here's what I'm hearing about this movie. A lot of killing.
Sure.
Almost like a Leo John Wick.
Oh, dude.
I mean, so this is in theaters today. You're saying?
Yes.
I mean, this is, we don't talk movies every single day on the show, but this is one of the most anticipated movies in a long time.
100%. I think this is the only thing that could compete for number one this year over Sinners. Because Sinners is, like, by far the movie of the year right now.
Yeah.
I think I have Weapons at number two. This, from what I hear, could finally dethrone that.
I'm excited. You know what just came out on streaming services is James Gunn's Superman.
Yes,
so you can watch that now for free.
Yeah.
I believe it's on Max for free.
Yes,
and
Max.
I'm ready to rewatch it and get a different perspective. I always feel like if you have to rewatch movies, I hate people that say, oh, I already saw that. Rewatching them is important, and I get a different perspective based off of the mood that I'm in,
yeah.
where the location,
Didn't
and who
you have
I watch
a terrible theater experience?
Yeah, remember Superman
yeah.
was the one where my friend nearly walked out because the damn yeah. teenagers were talking and we were front row.
I've already seen Superman three times.
Yeah.
And it's grown on me each time.
Really?
I really like it. I think it's just a super solid, fun time.
Did the Lex Luthor character grow on you? Nicholas Holt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think really Superman and Lois's relationship is really what's been shining through of it.
Okay.
I really like their scenes together. I think they're fantastic.
It's funny how like Superman came out and then like all of a sudden, a couple months later, you saw all these clips on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like the Lex Luthor character is getting a lot of run on social media.
Yeah, I think the three main cast, when it's just them, the movie's at its best.
Yeah.
And also, I love Mr. Terrific. And then speaking of that, Peacemaker's been good. Episode 6 drops tonight. I've been keeping up with it. I finished Thursday Night Football, and then I throw on the new episode. It's a good little routine. Show's really fun. I think John Cena is just such a great lead. And it's tying in a little bit into the Superman movie now, so that's fun.
Yeah, I need to get to the biggest thing today, and we will wait till tomorrow to give spoilers. But I did get a tweet from a listener. Awad, are you going to bring back your Friday Survivor recaps? Stubb,
oh,
did you
I forgot
watch
it.
The season premiere last night?
No.
Dude.
Someone told me that it was happening.
Banger of an episode.
Banger?
Banger of an episode. I feel like they want me on the show. One guy's a video editor, one guy's a reporter, a chick worked in D.C. Like, they're getting people.
We've had a VCU student
I know,
recently. Yeah.
I know. My girlfriend watched. She thought I would be horrible on the show. I was like, I'd be better than you. But it came back last night, and Jeff Probst, of course, is awesome as the host. We did get to find out, you know, one of the characters, if not two, are actually going to be on season 50.
Okay.
So we got to
wow.
kind of reveal who is the one player
which is already
from
filmed, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So look, it's the best show on television. It's the only thing you know worth paying for cable for. It's CBS Wednesdays. It's my Wednesday Night Football, and it began last night.
I can't watch it tonight. I know that because I'm going to the movies, and then I have to watch Peacemaker. But I might watch this season.
When does Weapons come out on streaming services?
Probably
I
soon. These
that.
Indie movies tend to hit streaming pretty quick.
Yeah.
After, highly recommend. If it has, it might even be available to rent. I would rent it. I think it's super worth the money. Great horror. I mean, if you don't like horror movies, you're not going to like it because it is scary. But if you like Barbarian, which is what Zach Krieger's last film, you're going to like this as well. It's just super solid. It's a bit funny. And it's a unique. It tells a story in a pretty unique way. Like there's like chapters with different characters' perspectives. Keeps it fresh.
Lastly, here on Netflix, if you have watched Black Rabbit and you can give us a review, give us a call 833-804-0910. Jason Bateman, Jude Law. I've heard really good things about it. I have not gotten a chance to watch it yet. I've heard it's disturbing but good, which is very kind of interesting to hear. But Black Rabbit, seems like it's a show that has taken off. It's getting really good reviews
Seeing
online.
Mediocre reviews.
Really, I've heard nothing but great things about Black Rabbit.
7.3 on IMDb, 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a Rotten Tomatoes guy. I don't even like tomatoes to begin with.
Well,
you're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, who head to Atlanta this Sunday to take on the Falcons. Now, today they're at practice, and I have not heard about Jaden Daniels, but John Keim reporting Terry McLaurin, and this is expected, quad injury, out. Noah Brown, knee injury, groin injury, out. John Bates, also out. All three of them not on the practice field today. I expect Jaden Daniels to be out there, either limited or full participant, and I'm expecting him to play Sunday. It would really shock me. You know, last week we said we were, what, like 65% chance he would play. I was kind of confident that he would play based off of the results of last year, missing time after the Panthers game, but then coming back, even though he didn't practice, and playing in the Bears game and throwing a Hail Mary. They decided we're going to be cautious, right? They said we're going to be smart, not fast. They held him out. I'm at about a 95% chance right now that he plays on Sunday. But it's time to go around the National Football League with the latest news and notes here on NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so throughout the season, you've got a lot of radio hosts that track the best wide receivers. Who's leading the NFL in touchdowns? Who's the best rushing yards? And we will go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback every Wednesday on QBIQ. But I wanted to highlight the game wreckers. Those who destroy a game plan and destroy quarterbacks. And those are the best edge rushers, linebackers, D-tackles, and blitzers in the National Football League here on Sack Mountain. So look, coming into the Packers game against Washington, all the talk was about Micah Parsons, right? But yet, I said, well, this is a Green Bay defense that made the playoffs last year, was an above-average defense last year, and was led by Rashawn Gary, 7.5 sacks last year. Well, he's at 4.5 three games into this season. He has 13 total tackles. He also has 4 tackles for loss. You know, Micah who? Rashawn Gary has been fantastic and leading the Packers front line. He's on the top currently of Sack Mountain right now, Stubb. He's been really good.
Yeah, and this isn't really a name I heard a lot of buzz about beforehand.
No.
But that Green Bay D-line has just been so good, and I guess he's just been the one getting through the most. It's just an incredible defense in Green Bay this
especially
year.
Because there was a lot of question marks about the Green Bay secondary, right? They move on from Jaire Alexander. Nobody's talked about this secondary because quarterbacks have not had enough time to complete passes downfield. Gary was a first-round pick in 2019 out of Michigan. He's now 27 years old, and he's on top of Sack Mountain.
Good stuff. Third down. Flacco with protection. It breaks down, and he's sacked. Rashawn Gary got there for the second time today.
Second up here in Sack Mountain is a three-way tie between Myles Garrett, Brian Burns, and Byron Young. And I think Myles Garrett and Brian Burns are not surprising to me at all. But Byron Young here, 27, kind of getting into his prime now with the Rams. Was a third-round pick in 2023, but you know is just playing super well this year. 13 total tackles, 4 sacks, a tackle for loss as well for a Rams defense that I think has been better than people expected for this season. We knew how good Matthew Stafford was going to be. I think we knew how good Kyron Williams and the rushing attack would be. The defense is top 10 right now and gave up 19 points to the Titans, just 9 points to the Texans. Well, I think we're going to be a good offense here. And if it wasn't for the Eagles coming back from down 26-7, we'd be talking about the Rams as the best team in the NFC. And a part of that is their ability to rush the passer. Byron Young sits at the top of Sack Mountain there, tied for second with Myles Garrett and Brian Burns.
It's really cool. It's really cool seeing these guys step up. Also, Brian Burns, too. I mean, they acquired him last year, but it really feels like this year he's kind of made his step with the team with the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be Thibodeau and Abdul Carter, but Brian Burns has certainly been leading the way for them. Harold Landry with the New England Patriots, 3.5 sacks. Same with Al-Qaeddin Muhammad with Detroit and Carl Granderson in New Orleans. Seems like Granderson's the only solid player right now in New Orleans. Dorrance Armstrong is in the top 10. The Washington Commanders edge rusher has 3 sacks. He has 4 tackles for loss. And I know Grant Paulson was saying he was among the top 5 for quarterback hits 3 games into the season. He has just been in the backfield over and over again. And look, he was really good for Washington last year. I wonder what his sack total ended up being. I think he missed some games towards the end of last season, and Dante Fowler certainly passed him in sacks. But I thought, especially with his ability to kind of set the edge there and stop the run, I thought he was our best of the four linemen last year on the team. And I think he's been our best player to start this season with Deron Payne right behind him. It's been awesome to see what Deron Payne can do after following Dan Quinn from Dallas to Washington.
So yeah, Dorrance Armstrong had five regular season sacks, but he had 3.5 in the postseason through three games.
Yeah, he stepped up when it mattered most. And I think we didn't give him enough credit last year for just some of his tackles for loss, hits on the quarterback. He certainly is a game wrecker. Thursday night football tonight to kick off week four of the NFL season. And it's a really decent contest. I mean, Seattle's 2-1. Arizona's 2-1. Both quarterbacks have gotten off to a good start. I think both teams feel like their defense is probably their strength. I cannot wait for this. I do always love a division rivalry game on Thursday night football. And you know, Thursday night football this year hasn't been at its best. And it's always wacky, and I always stay away from betting it because of that. But this is a Thursday night game that I am really looking forward to here. Seattle has a 7-game win streak against the Cardinals. But I think this might be the best Cardinals team that they've played over the last 3 years. You have Marvin Harrison Jr. Yes, they lose their starting running back in James Conner, but I think they've got dogs that are ready to step up there. I'm really looking forward to this game. And also, you got to consider the fact that it's a 1.5-point spread. Like, that is Vegas telling you, hey, pay attention here. Turn on Amazon Prime at 10:30. Could come down to the final whistle or the final snap. I am very much looking forward to this Thursday night contest. I lean home team Arizona. I lean home team. And home team in the NFL this season has been really good.
It has, especially last week. That was a crazy number. It was like 14.
Yeah, it was 14 of the 16.
Yeah, I lean Seahawks, though. I think that defense has kind of been incredible. Maybe the second best in the league this year after Green Bay. And Sam Darnold's playing good enough with a fantastic Kenneth Walker at running back. Good guys catching the balls. I just think Kyler Murray's not that guy. Marvin Harrison Jr. has not stepped up as the receiver they want. They're out. They're without their running back one now. I think there's a lot of problems in Arizona right now.
I still think that they've got a chance in this one, and it's because of the quarterback and the fact that they're at home. Like, dude, Kyler Murray running the football changes everything, man. And it's like, do it more. Just keep taking off. He's got to. He's got to realize that when he runs, his team stays on the field. I get it. He's like 5'8", right? He's a tiny guy, and obviously that plays into it. But if he could just get out of bounds without taking hits, I think his rushing ability gives them a chance here. And then I go back to, look, they should have won last week. I think they should have won last week. They lose 15-16 to San Francisco. Mac Jones was kind of good in the clutch there in that one. But if he does not turn the ball over, I'm going to pick Arizona to win this game tonight. I think they'll end up winning by a field goal. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we're Richmond's home for VCU basketball. I'll sit down with the coach, Phil Martelli Jr. AWOD and the coach coming up at 2 p.m. on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com.
Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. This Sunday, they take on the Atlanta Falcons. 1 p.m. kickoff. We've got you covered. 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 a.m., 105.1 FM, and always available with the free Odyssey app. So that's 10 a.m., and then 3 hours after the 4 p.m. conclusion of the game, Washington against Atlanta. Time for the Commanders corner as we look into this matchup here. Once again, John Keim reporting. Terry McLaurin out, missed practice today. Noah Brown out, John Bates out. Not surprised by any of those news at all. But Jaden Daniels, reporters have seen him running around. That is great news right there. And I do believe, as I have believed, you know, all day here, he will start this Sunday. And it's crazy how one win can change everything. Like, so I can't even describe to you how much confidence I have in my boys to win on Sunday. I mean, it's incredible. And that's with a change of quarterback again. But if we are able to run the ball, this team can win without Terry McLaurin. Don't risk it. Wait to bring him back. If the offense can keep rushing like they have been, they'll be fine without him. 200 yards plus in the two home games. Well, we need the rushing attack to travel this Sunday to Atlanta because I'm expecting this to be a lower scoring game. Their offense is averaging 14 points per game. I think we're going to run the ball heavily, and I think that they will take it easy on Jaden's running too. So it'll probably be a lot of Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez, and then Bill if he is able to go. And like, I can see Washington winning this game 20-17. I can see Washington squeaking out a victory like they did last year against the Atlanta Falcons. Whether it's close or whether it's a blowout, I'm pretty confident we're going to come away with a victory on Sunday because I like our matchups here. I like our offense against their defense that can't really sack the quarterback, right? It's been their biggest mistake. I like our defense that's been able to stop runs and rushing attacks against a team that wants to run the football heavily.
It's the only thing going good for them.
And I think Dan Quinn is... And look, this is going to sound mean because Raheem Morris is he's a skin, right? He was on this staff. I think Dan Quinn is going to run miles around him. He's just going to run circles. In terms of the better head coach, in terms of the better offense coordinator with Cliff Kingsbury, the coaching matchup here, I think it just really, really favors Washington. Raheem Morris has been a head coach twice. We have not seen him have success as being a head coach. Dan Quinn's been a head coach twice. We've now seen him have success twice as a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, he made it to a Super Bowl.
That's a big part of this matchup. And there's, like, I don't know if it's revenge, but, like, he's very happy with the way he had time in Atlanta, and he keeps thanking Arthur Blank and the ownership in Atlanta. But things did not end well. All right, it ended poorly, and he got fired. You know that's going to be in the back of his mind when his team's going out there against the Falcons.
And Penix is coming off of just the worst
coming off of the worst game of his career. And they lost 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers.
Look, Carolina Panthers.
It's week by week. Nobody would have picked the Browns to beat the Packers, all right? So there are going to be people that pick Atlanta, and there's certainly a chance that they could win any given Sunday. I just think my team has the momentum right now, and I think Jaden Daniels is going to go out there and maybe play the best game of his career. He's been waiting. He's been watching the film. He's been studying the tape. He's been working with the VR headset there. He wanted to play last Sunday. This, I think we're going to get Jaden in a spot where he's just going to go out there. Like, if the Falcons cannot get pressure on Jaden Daniels, he might have his best passing game. Even though they want to run the ball a lot, I just think that's what it's going to come down to. The Falcons last year were second in the league in sacks, 31 sacks. Like, you play 17 games. They basically had a sack and a half a game.
And they did draft two first-rounders to fix this.
But it has not worked so
only
far.
Only week four.
Yeah.
This is the easiest job our O-line's had so far.
Yeah. I can't wait for this game because I think this is going to be a statement win for Washington here. And when the schedule came out, this was a game that we looked at and we said, you have to win this game. Why? Because you have to win games against teams where we're not playoff teams the year before. Because that's how you establish that you are, once again, one of the teams to beat. And we're looking for an identity. I think we found it. This team's going to run for 150-plus yards a game. And that's where they're going to be successful. And they're going to play complementary football. That was the one difference that didn't happen in the Packers' loss, right? And it was on all three phases, right? The offense drove the ball. They punted. They got Green Bay inside of their own 10 with a good punt from Tressway. Then they went the length of the field twice. That's not complementary football. Complementary football is what we did against the Raiders. Deebo Samuel flips the field with a kickoff. They then get into the end zone. Defense gets a three and out. Offense goes down the field. Defense gets a stop. Special teams makes a big play. Complimentary football is huge in the National Football League, and that was Washington's best performance of the season, this young season, but it certainly was Sunday against the Vegas Raiders, which gives me a ton of confidence. But the big question is, should Jaden Daniels play? Should the team be extra cautious, given the fact that Mariota played so well? Here's Grant Paulson from his show yesterday, Grant and Danny on QB1.
The face of the franchise, who is a running quarterback, who runs more than anyone not named Lamar Jackson, who scrambles at a higher rate than any other passer in the league, has a knee that is compromised. He is wearing a brace the size of a corset that someone wears in a British film, and he is not yet practicing in full 2 weeks later. Okay, something with that knee is not right. It has not been since the Green Bay game. And until it is, I'm not playing him. And when it is, I'm going to be extra careful in bringing him back. Not because of Robert Griffin, respectfully to him. I don't care about that injury. That was 13 years ago. I cared a lot about it at one point in time. It's very sad that that happened. In this case, it's not relevant. I'm talking about this knee, this player. In the same way I would tell you, let's not rush Terry McLaurin back with a hurt quad, try to get him going in week four because he's off to a slow start. This is a long game. This is a marathon. These are the most important players to you. And by the way, you could have beat the Raiders without him. That was my point all last week.
So look, Grant and I were on the same page to start the week, right? Mariota played so well. Let's be extra cautious. But when Dan Quinn comes out and says Jaden hit his marks, and then Jaden speaks to the media and says he's good to go and the knee is not going to bother. Like, I had my friend say yesterday to me, well, of course Jaden's going to say that, man. Anybody wants to play, of course he's going to say that. Maybe it is still bothering him. Well, yes, but I also don't think the team would put him out there and have him speak to the media and have him tell everybody how good he feels. Like, imagine like the PR perspective of Washington now having to walk that back on Sunday if they choose to play Marcus Mariota. Well, then the questions are, well, why did you let Jaden speak to the media? Why did you let him practice in any capacity, limited or full, if you were not fully confident that he's ready to go? This came down to me and thinking, look, Dan Quinn is strict with his ramp up to play. And Dan Quinn felt like he is good. Now it's up to the medical staff, and I expect the medical staff to clear him. Brian Baldinger went on the Junkies, and we all know how good Marcus Mariota was, but Baldinger with a great breakdown of Mariota's performance last week.
I thought it was really interesting. You know, I mean, his college coach is up in a booth for the Raiders calling plays, and Chip must have been looking at it going, man, I wish I could get my Heisman Trophy quarterback back in the Raiders here. I thought Marcus, that was the best game I've seen him play in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, they ran the ball really, really well. They ran for over 200 yards. They did it in a variety of ways, but you know, he got everybody lined up, and I thought he executed everything really good. The couple throws that he had to make, you know, that were really substantial. I thought he made all the throws. and made it look pretty easy. It's the best game I've seen Marcus play in a long time. And to answer your question against the Falcons this week, if Jaden is, and it's kind of mysterious just what this whole injury thing is, not being really relayed very well, but and I don't have any insight to it, but if he's not 100%, I wouldn't have any problem putting Marcus out there. The Falcons were awful last week, but it's not to say that they're going to be like that again this week like they were against Carolina.
Here's my full take, Stub. I'm so confident in my team right now after this win and the fact that Atlanta played so bad last week. I confidently think both of our quarterbacks can beat the Falcons. I agree. Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota can beat the Falcons Sunday. I want to get back to the JD5 show. I want to get back to the Jaden Daniels show. He's our future. He's our franchise. Let's get him going. He hasn't had a good game yet this year. If this is going to be a year in which we compete for a Super Bowl, compete for a division championship or a conference championship, we need Jaden Daniels playing well. If he's healthy and if he's cleared by the medical staff, he should play, and we need him to have a good performance.
I think he wants that MVP. It's hard to do that with
it's hard
with
to
two
do that
out.
When you're missing games. Yeah, for sure. I think both quarterbacks can beat the Falcons, and Dan Quinn will need to have a strong conversation with the training staff. If Jaden's 90%, that changes things. If he's 95%, it changes things. If the training staff feels like he's 100%, he's good to go. I don't think there's any question. You get your rookie of the year back on the field. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You just can't live your life scared of an injury. You cannot be a worrywart. And that's kind of what it sounded like some of those other guys were being right there. If Jaden's good and they clear him to play, he's going to play. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. When we return, my conversation with the head coach of VCU basketball. The Black and Gold game is October 11th. Ram Nation's first chance to see the new faces play at the Siegel Center. We are Richmond's home for VCU basketball. My conversation with Phil Martelli Jr. coming up next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.